Hi, I'm going to read Body Duty. Déjeme hacer la luz, así déjeme hacerla. I was down in Kilreelick, the artist retreat, and looking out from the cottage that I was in was the Bay of Bon Shkellig, and two islands called Deanish and Scarif. And this is my take on them. They, to me, look like whales or humpback whales. Cetus, the Noel Campbell Sharp. Fogum slán nem vrin fale fe liach lishach is auron bog an trahorn tusk lan im ake. Aur ker vialagum is sul mehir yach kut is na voim shach na farige. Miel moor bog hronach is ek tall deal shach glenna herrible a gaunin beog bog. Either ashtar Dunia a vienar foril, dara garalder fe yasa e ma sa na shkalog e kreo skile intinuchta. Siad me fictudia de vrama mohoinis, yad gasoma starikinach ar imel shan daun, ar an vairis le fiela I tergim gar lu rom chri, na heishtodis is an vrain dov brege, a chananon shrum, is gadurach an rinach, Charman da veinulucht is a naig chun farige. Cetus, for Noel Campbell Sharp. I say farewell to my womb on the cliffs, under gree greyness and the soft song of the quiet clean stream by my side. My body's landscape sees a vision of whales and the non-sound of the sea. A bottle-nosed whale and suckling loyally at her tail is her small, soft calf. They are on a soul journey for us who are wanderers, telling us that they lie under a spell in this bay of Shkellig, spreading mindfulness. They are the picture hanging in the frame of my peace like solid peaks of rocks on the edge of the world. From the weeds on the cliff I project a battle cry from my heart that they would not listen to the fallacy of the killer whale who sings on the stream and that their humps give sanctuary to their selfhood as they face the sea. This is a couple of Blasket Island poems. I was driving around by Carol Traher one day and I imagined, what if they just weren't there? Allah shkibach na Blasket Da skupfi on barge eat, maiden egen girul, de yet, a chalund anima en a lohrucht. An ad, idir me of his ear na spade, mantach gan a buki skerdule, keltis na stoikin a fiefra. Marabach clocha erma fadrin, in aglish farshing an adur, dia, irvalach fe hiovrod mara. Imalach, Ermachoma Hain in the Darman Tre Hishach Erhide the Kinuna. The day the blaskets were nicked. If on one wintry morning, by surprise, they were nicked from the sea, their absence akin to a lost soul. The distance between me and the horizon, gap toothed without their wild ghosts, concealed in fierce slabs of rock, like stones on my prayer beads in the vast church of nature, God hidden under sea mist, marginal like myself, a three-dimensional sanctuary on the tides of fate. This one is like a news bulletin. I heard one day that one of the islanders had died, old man, and this is written like a bulletin. Fogra bosh. Kailach chalana chanuf, kailach fokalon jarna, kailach nosa nachta, kailach logare matur, kailach smutta chultur arsa, kailach ilana chanuf, chai on kina duchish thinne. Death notice. An islander died today, a word in the language died, a tradition died, a local place name died, a piece of an ancient culture died. An islander died today. The local wraith lost a person. This was written up in Donegal, looking out at the Bulbuhe Lakes, when I was literally on the run for myself. Marug Saluch. El Tehe Wum Hain Fe Harman Schlever, Maragloshes Har Wachari Mehe, Is Klachamachin Shias, Gavain Suinis. Ashtir Anaman, Meatoriach than Spas, Gamech Manal Realtor, Ek Iron the Hanik Balna, Gan Limil Yaskanaha Pashinter, Gan Quilik Unti Mchlosh. Tom Einscher in Vanach Garov, Kahana Kantacha, Mi Hokkerucht Girul, in a scammon Liehe Ermahaura, a Lorok Magrain in Mfraun. Tom a Prahana Korharmil, Ek Tilte Mahalacha, a Hagen Schrieb is Schrissem of Ruach, Kulim Ishtach Saluch, Ek Tal Finiver Sichunis, O Varahul is Kral Kree. Is ansagam machnav gamach, gegartoin gan katu, ar chasom karawichte. Nil den teil moor me, ach maruch dem maastrach se churgeel, de hir a taidif el ishke. Mermaid in the Lake. On the run from myself under the mountain sanctuary as I moved over soft fields and the walls of my conscience that I might find peace. Soul journey, as I seek the space of regular breath, worshipping blank pages with my personal rituals without the cockerels of life in my ear. My internal forecast is rough, critical showers, wintry unease like grey clouds over my summer as I seek the sun with my pen. My streams overflow with emotional floods, leaving chaos on my river's edge. I retreat into the lake, suckling the energy of quiet away from confusion and heartache. I aspire to the meditative state of monks, to correct without correcting on the path of equilibrium. I am not of the great world, but a mermaid with an M.A. in pretense, eternally dreaming of water. This next one is based on the words of Heraclitus, the Greek philosopher, who said that you can't step in the same stream twice. And I was thinking of femininity and women in general at the time, and I thought, well, we're always being accused of being too emotional and too multi and too yucky and too changeable, and I thought, hooray to all of that. And this is my ode to femininity. Bunanach na haun, egdenav moonle no, lerkach re ishke. Achlo krut, fegach ke ul, sheer aru olachte. Mahasin tu inte. Be olaf than glechlu lehun of runan shrahan. The femininity of river moulding something new with each water run. A reprinted shape with each fresh shower, thy constantly changing beauty. If you stand in her, be ready for the daily transformation the stream bestows. This was written in a bout of downerness, depression, or whatever you want to call it, and it's kind of a statement on sadness. Brown, a shilla falla asum, the gach gortu, dan agla av gaminu, the hurfe hush en chine en raher, winen na fiddin, the gortu na hanshre er vion, the ligand cheese a hagen le fas en ees. The vredulach the gwyn of ein drawn a rugach gan dish fricken. The chwyn an te echu lian fos a chathar strae. The yi chéle the comontachta. The gangl a chun an eilet ar fúgadal ag etlet ar lashki hon. The vion at. Dailacol na saulichta. The status quo. The mro na hachtan she. The vasli pasinta. The aspa kiol. the sprit strón sheirthe, a squealing curraheen is sail, nach aund up on poor shakune, the yore of fuller, a vision pre. Sorrow, pouring out of me like blood, for every hurt, for raw, inexplicable fear, for the oppression of any race, any brother, masculine or feminine, for the sorrow of weather on the mind, for the letdown of growing up, for brutality against anyone born without a second skin, for the cries of those who still walk but are lost, for the insanity of the banal, for the tether that reigns a blind ghost flying on one wing, for the unusual disposition, for the burial of the imagination, for the status quo, for the sorrow it chokes, for personal insults, for lack of music, for the strange spirit who unleashes a ripple in a world without that quiet space, for the crimson tears that break a heart. This is another one from Kilreely, and it's kind of a love poem. Cocky Fade. A gúnú bé hiúin na bhárach fáile, lík bá chocka fáid. Chrut kíach clíhánach ar hér, a lís clíhe na náun tóige. Ba jáv línne íab, maka sáil ár gádrif, clúhir a mós clúv, dírbal in a sín clíach, skárna ach lítu in ein tís gort, lánúm, a gumper peaky a gaird, el enach na bokoini is the haystacks. In a wind quiet corner of cliff ruins lay two haystacks, shaped like sagging breasts, wrought by a fort of stone nettles. They were like us, a replica of our relationship, down soft like feathers, deadly in their simplicity, separate but lying household-like in a field, a couple carrying the pitch forks of their craft to the Pooka Fair at midnight. This next one was written after I heard an interview with a suicide survivor on 2FM talking about the importance of communication and talking and being open, and as a survivor myself, I said to myself, it's about time you wrote something about it. Línte. Lig laumar in líne, ar mwana ar shraun, a cangul crinne, thar churador na dust. Cronav na fóstina, brach ar gachra gort, cronav na beha on hín, línte crís canúna, glé quillig ar hiada, ola tinnish ganu laura, ar dresaw na ngu, a forehint anyway. Linte funive she, a quishloof a halav, lorak or linte roan, gohan on chreen omen. Clahacha satellite, sirshik on toran kede, na gmapis na skarlan, a kent slime or nwednish. Linte hioran, trasneil anamnacha, o frisum na kishtana, gogort na cumarsáide. Na sé líne, sex estates mondi, ar mlóna a fnacht, le frísif an tail róin, galármís an frown den a chéle. Lines. Lay naked on the line, our voices on strings, connecting earth, transmitter of silence. Trees of prophecy speckled on random fields, the trees of life, the mind, heart lines, and fate. Cock crows on silent ropes of sick calls, on a network of voices seeking help from the wind. Ley lines of the she, pulsating underground, trace our lineage, telephoning the weight within. Satellite ditches, boundaryless, senseless freedom of buttons and screens, concealing the knots of our loneliness, boundary lines crossing souls from the kitchen prison to the fields of communication. The sixth lines of ages, sex etates mundi, our voices wait for the relief of a future life to speak openly without burden. Tam go cúpt a ceann an isle ar bhóg chlár, ma lear nó. I'll read them again in translation. This one is a bit lighter and the next few are lighter. This one is, they don't have titles, they're just numbers. So I'll read three deals. Inuv tam shinte ar hrim na drimme ar shinne ganachlach is kapelini bon ar chuar tne ag liab am a chasa monover farage am chlush mwiki haan datile miente angach copper glish na hale a dahu mahule on chrine a kilura brontanus na baha is fuach dringoi. Today I'm stretched on the headland, shedding sandstone. White horses on the cusp of water, licking my feet. A sea song in my ear. My sides, coloured by desire. Copper green mesh of cliff colouring my eye. The universe celebrates the gift of life and the bite of the wind. Ibn Adahin. Ni linen tide ilina didach. Namil te mahuchan emora. Skal tash er ganev, e liebe ishke, en os linich dan vilene e chelem arm hain. 41. The tide does not flow in straight lines. A thousand feelings in a wave. A wet reflection on sand, licking water, like a painting of the truth I conceive for myself. Ibn Fedo. Inuf tar marut savarage, ach tar manam in rana gani, ach raid na delta. 22. Today my anger is in the sea, but my soul is a grain of sand on the beach of humanity. Klapalus. Long tige, glow er vakasaur machri, benayim vasnadehe. Twilight, the sound of tide, full like my heart, I greet the gods. And I want to wrap up with a couple of English poems from my new collection. This one was written when I was extremely pissed off at the Department of Social Protection. And I was fuming, actually, and I don't know what precisely they think they're protecting, but I was actually getting an Arts Council bursary for translating a Russian poet into Irish, and the Department of Social Protection decided that this was not on, and they wanted to rip my feet from under me in the space of about 36 hours. And this is based on, because I was translating the Russian, I was into Russian poetry and Russian history at the time. And this is a pissed off reaction called the October Revolution, based on the events of the October Revolution, a la Valley Furniture and the Department of Social Protection. The October Revolution. This lack of emotion is alarming. My fairies have been repossessed by Nama. The very state I vote for is gunning for me for being a depressed poet who doesn't keep accounts. My love is like Foucault's pendulum, swinging dangerously in and out of my fragile heart, a swoop too far, for I capitulate, I can barely cope with myself. My front line are singing cantos in tune with hails of phantom bullets. We are all bored with the war. My aurora fired only poetry, a governmental lack of style, for the proletariat are prisoners of state stupidity, our proud red guards sleep in social inertia. I bore holes in my tired brain, looking for my inner Bolshevik, but it is dead. And I'm living in the wrong era, tired from trying and getting shot down. What a fucking country to be depressed in, strung out in apathy in each other's arms. And there's no one there except light and day to rely on. My winter palace has been stormed by demonic crows looking for my sliced pan. I rise and smile and cry in defiance, starting my own October revolution in my heart, where brutality and oppression are only chocolate sprinkles on an overthrown cake laced with the resilience of a woman at war. This one is a poem about the sea, because I spend a lot of time looking at the sea, and somebody asked me to write a poem about the sea, and this is what happened. Her oscillations enchant us, disturbing clear blue in surf-breaking defiance of Atlas, as he holds briny maelstroms of otherworldly moods in pallets of huge storm in his hands, rising waveless, sent to tease, riffling our eyes with salt that peak and trough in tears of purest joy, concealed deep in her abyssal plains, soul-submerged rollers, knifed with light, heaving with tidal hope, ever undulating in rhythmic aberrations of greenish-grey and azure blue, spewing tidal rack, breaking into our energy like beautiful recurring dreams. And this last one is written after my son went off to boarding school and I was very lonely for a week, and then I decided, hey, this is great, I've got my personal space back. So, flying the coop to Jack the Roller. Sleepless in restless joy, flown coop, a wall between emptiness. Space expands in this narrow house I do not inhabit, just resting, conjuring my nest. Aloneness blares, digitally enhanced. Oneness breathes personality, comet risen. I blossom by dim light in my bed, loverless, ecstatically naked, like water, purified silence delves in. I live alone, alive. Thank you.